Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I want to start with this Bank of America thing, because that's very controversial. Got a lot of attention. Shout out to MG the Mortgage Guy. He posted it. I reposted it. And they did a whole episode about it. So check that episode out for more context. But Bank of America launches zero down mortgage program for Black and Hispanic first time home buyers. Do you think this will be good in the long term for us or harmful? And let me just say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it wasn't necessarily for Black or Brown. Mm-mm. It was just for neighborhoods. And it's for minority people, but it's more geared towards the actual neighborhood, which the neighborhood could be our Black and Brown neighborhoods, but mm-hmm. it's not necessarily that you have to be Black and Brown. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the incentives was to create more first-time home buyers. And so some of the barriers that have been stopping the Black and Brown community has been down payment, things like that. So the program was just for first-time home buyers to try to alleviate the wealth gap. We know that a lot of the wealth gap was separated from the 40s and 50s to now because of the equity in homes and home ownership. And so that was something that we were alienated from. Even the effects of it have felt now today. So this was like the program's idea was based on that. Now the location part is like, those are some of the criteria. And so there's a few of them I'm gonna run down. Ian, I know you wanna say something just really quickly. So it's gonna allow first time home buyers to purchase a home with no down payment, no mortgage insurance, and zero closing costs. But there are some criteria for it, right? So the first thing is you have to be credit worthy. There's no specific credit score to be in the program, but you have to be credit worthy so that they're going to look, are you paying your bills on time? Are you paying your light bill, your electricity bill? But there's no specific credit score. So I know like in traditional lending, it's like, yo, you got to have a 520 or you got to have a 650 to qualify for some programs. So there's no specific score, but you have to be credit worthy. The other part is that the eligibility is going to be based on your income and the location of the property. And so that's where the property it depends on where you're going to do it at. And so they're going to use the credit guidelines, like I said, timely rent, utility bills, phone and auto insurance payments to determine how credit worthy you are. The other part is that you have to complete, right, before you can even be a part or considered, you have to complete a home buyer certification course provided by the Bank of America and HUD. approved housing counseling partners before you can even submit for the loan application. So those are the things that you have to do in order to even be a part of the program. So I just want to give everybody the complete information on it.
The parts of it that I do like is that it is going to give people a chance who may not have, like you said, have the money for the down payment to become a home owner. That part I do like. A program like this has been done in my hometown of East Chicago, Indiana. So that part I'm in love with. The part that I'm worried about.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are 2 things. Number 1, possibility for gentrification. So the credit worthiness part is a part, because if there's no transparent guidelines to the consumer base for what is needed, what if some applicants get turned down and you're deemed not credit worthy? But people, let's say California, New York, if our communities don't get access to these loans and these areas get gentrified at a faster rate, that is a cause for concern for me. And then, given that we're in a downturn, they haven't announced that we're officially in a recession. 2023, they probably will. I don't want in 2024 the housing collapse to be blamed on us as it was in 2007 and 2008. Anyone who's been in the financial industry knows for the longest time that when these mortgages were created, bundled up, they were using in swap trading and derivatives trading, it was not the home buyers fought for accepting the loans, because if you went through underwriting and your loan was accepted, that is a responsibility of the bank, the underwriter, and the institutions. But you always need a fall guy in these situations. So those are my 2 concerns about it. On a surface level, I like it, but never historically has most banks or institutions ever done something for our communities, and there was not a catch to it. I do like Bank of America as a company. I do like it as a stock. I do like Brian Moynihan, the CEO. He's been fantastic over the last 14, 15 years that he's been in. But those are my 2 concerns that I have about the program.
I got 2 concerns as well. So when you hear when it says credit worthiness, I worry about what the interest rate will be, right? Because based on your credit score will determine how you know what the interest rate will be. So when credit worthiness doesn't really tell me where I'm going to fall at if I'm in this program, if I'm selected. The other part is that when you say no down payment, that just means that the home loan is going to cover the entire value of the property, right? And so the person that would have put 20% down, obviously they're going to have lower payments. Whereas now, if the entire thing is covered inside the value of the home, the $400,000 home is now going to cost you maybe $5,000 a month to pay the mortgage. That's tough, right? Now, if somebody while interest rates are going up, which will lead long-term, if we can't afford it, to more defaults, right? And so like now, how does that affect us long-term, right? We default on that home, we were in this program, who gets the opportunity to now see some of the opportunities of buying these homes who were from people who were once in this program? So those are like 2 of the things that I'm looking long-term. I'm like, yeah, I kind of need to hear the details, especially on the interest rate.
And especially if, let's say in 2 or 3 years, there's a 12% default rate, in 2030, the talking point is going to be, well, we tried this before and it didn't work and it failed. I wish they would have done this when interest rates were at 0. And then now your mortgage rate was like 2.1%, 2.5%. Even at 5.5, most people can't handle it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If we get back to 8% like how we were in 2008, it is going to be disastrous, especially with what's the average rental price in New York now? $4,300 in Manhattan. So yeah, if you're getting a house, it's $900,000. It's going to eat into like 40 or 50% of your income. Even if you are making mid six figures, I wish they would have done this sooner. I really do. I know Matt probably thought I was going to go crazy, but I tried to keep it calm.
Well, they have similar programs. I mean, NACA is something that we've covered before. I know Matt has talked about that before. And that is a program that is actually very similar to this. If you really look at the framework of it, it's very strenuous as far as to get through the program. But NACA is a program that you can actually buy a home with no down payment, no closing costs, no like anything really, and you know your credit score doesn't really have to be that great, but you have to go through like a long list of things. You have to go through a class, like even a class that is very similar to NACA. So it's not something that I think is you know, too much different than what is already kind of already in place in a lot of different places. It's just that, you know, Bank of America put forth, that's why it made such attention, because obviously they're the second biggest, I believe the second biggest bank in America outside of Chase. So that's real big that Bank of America did it, but there's already kind of programs like that in place. But you know, it also, Bank of America had a lot of backlash a few months ago with a story that came out that we actually published that went viral, where they were declining Black people for refinancing at a much higher rate than they were declining white people for refinancing. So I don't know, maybe this is a way to kind of, you know,
offset,
clean
that
up some of that, change some of that negative publicity that they received. I don't know, but you know, we'll see. I think it's always beneficial whenever you can try to get people in homes, but you know, it's also, you know, people have to be ready to be in a home as well. So, you know, it doesn't make any sense to just get a house and not have any money, because anything can happen, anything can go wrong. And you know, you don't want to put yourself in a burden where you have a home and now you're just working just to pay your mortgage. That's kind of like, you know, defeating the purpose in a sense, because that's what most people do. And I spoke about this a few years ago when we were in LA, and I said that most people, for most people, buying a home is not the right thing to do. And then people didn't fully understand what I was saying, but I was saying that, you know, I was a financial advisor for 12 years, and I saw where a lot of people would cash out their 401ks, they would liquidate their savings account, they would take all the money that they had and to buy a home, and they think that they're doing something beneficial. Yeah. But in reality, you don't have enough money to buy the home. So now you're just struggling just to make ends meet. You depleted all your investment, all your savings. Mm-hmm. And now every single month you're working just to maintain that mortgage and to pay the taxes and keep the upkeep on the house. That's not a path to wealth. Yeah, of course, the home will probably appreciate over the course of time. But I mean,
hopefully if you're in the right area.
And in all reality, in that situation, it probably would have been more beneficial to rent and use that money to invest, use that money to start a business and have more wiggle room. So that's a more advanced conversation that we can have down the line if people are interested in it. But everybody's situation is different, but don't be house rich and cash poor.
Yes.
Because that's not a recipe to build wealth. It's not.
I was gonna say, and there's still costs that are associated, even if you don't have the down payment. Like underwriting fees are still something that you're gonna have to pay for. Appraisals are still something you're gonna have to pay for. Titles fees. There's still fees associated with having a house outside of just the down payment and mortgage. I mean, the mortgage insurance. So there's still fees and associated. So yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, go ahead.
The last point that I want to make and to tie back into what you guys were saying. Houses are a product of the bank. So just because you own a house, it does not mean that it is the best investment for you, please get it at a great interest rate. Please get it in an area in which appreciates. If you just need to go to Google or ask next week on the show, which areas are best to invest in, because I don't want you guys to hope that your property value is going to go up and you're in an area where it does not accrue a lot of growth in that area. But when we talk about the American dream, the white picket fence, it being a good investment, when that doctrine was originally written, that was from the perspective of the bankers who were selling houses and the mortgages that go with. A house is not a good investment unless you are in an area with a low value and it grows tremendously. You get it at a great deal or you eventually sell at home. So I don't want you to be deceived by marketing or propaganda that you should get a home just because. So yeah, thank you for pointing that out, Rashad.
There's nothing wrong with renting.
Yeah.
I rented for years.
Yeah.
Not because I had to, because I wasn't in a hurry to not rent.
It's better use of capital, put it elsewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. And it could be a write-off for your business as well. That's another conversation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.